Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer Soderblom, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent.
Hello, Marcy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We are excited to share with our audience today the insights of our new teacher mentor and an educator who hasn't been in the field very long, but in the time she's been in it, she's already made a huge impact.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We are extremely excited to have two of our amazing educators here in Roane Area School District. We have Rick. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Whitney, how you doing?
Good.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
It might not be a Friday when you're listening to this, but we'll just make it work and do it because everybody's happy on Friday, right?
That's right.
There's no better day to make it happen unless we're doing a three-day weekend, but that's next week. We'll make that happen. We're really excited to be able to talk about two critical perspectives of our organization, and that is our new teacher mentoring program and also our amazing staff that receive the mentoring and the appropriate supports they need to really continue to grow and learn in the field of education. But also we want to just talk about what those support mechanisms look like, how it enhances our ability to educate our students on a world-class stage, and then what does that partnership look like between the two of you, and hopefully that desire that keeps you in education for a long, long time, which is the ultimate goal. So, Rick, we're going to start with you as a mentor. If I say the name Rick Hissian out there, probably three-fourths of them are going to know who I'm talking about because you're kind of a celebrity status in our...
I don't know about that.
Yeah, in our area. But for maybe that quarter of them, just give us a background of your journey that brought you to this role here in the Roane Area School District.
Yeah, thanks. So this is my 27th year in education and 23rd year in the Roane Area School District. Whitney just recently pointed out that that's longer than she's been alive, so I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I appreciate that, Whitney.
It was a slight little dig, but we'll let it go.
It's all good, though. Yeah. But no, very happy to be here and be in this role. If I look back at my journey, I think really it started growing up in a small farm in southwest Wisconsin and having a couple of parents that were hardworking farmers but very much valued education. So after high school, followed in two of my sister's footsteps who are also educators and got a degree from UW-Platteville. I had my first teaching job in Rockton, Illinois in 1998.
Where at Hononega?
Stephen Mack Middle School,
really?
Which fed into Hononega High School.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was a one-year position filling in for a teacher who was on leave. Then my wife Jill and I had gotten engaged and have had the opportunity to get hired by the Roane Area School District and taught at Cornowledge Charter School and Badger Ridge Middle School for 13 years. Wonderful, wonderful time working with great kids, great teachers, learned a ton. Was able to move into an administrative role after that and was an associate principal at Glacier Creek Middle School for 3 years in the Milton Cross Plains School District.
We'll let that slide.
What's that?
We'll let that slide.
Maybe the one, if you're from Verona, blemish on the record. But no, yeah, it was great. Yeah. Great district,
absolutely.
Great people. Learned a ton. I had a great mentor, Tim Keeler, who was the principal there that taught me a lot. And then the opportunity to come back to Verona and be the principal at Cornowledge Charter School came up and was there for 7 years. Again, great experience, great people, great kids. My own kids were there, which was awesome. They may not love that all the time, but it was great. And then the position of being a new teacher mentor came up and really was exciting for me to be able to be in classrooms every day, be with teachers, and really be a part of what I love and as teaching and learning.
Excellent. That's a great journey.
Yeah.
Even the Middleton piece, I mess with them because we're actually really good partners. I like throwing jabs every once in a while, and they throw them right back at
us.
Right. Absolutely. So, Whitney, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're really happy to have you here again. And so, besides the age difference that you made very prevalent with Mr. Kistin here, talk to us about just what it means to you to be a new teacher in the Roane Area School District. But what's that journey to get here? I mean, was it second grade? Like, I'm going to do what my second grade teacher did? Or you always wanted? Or is it like a pivot late in life, like kind of like me?
Yeah, so I grew up in the Twin Cities in Minnesota, about 20 minutes north of Minneapolis. So I had really awesome teachers that inspired me, and I felt pretty confident going into college that I wanted to be a teacher. And then as I got to college, I started questioning that a little bit and decided to venture into healthcare and considered that a little bit.
Yeah.
But as I got into my science classes, I realized that was probably not the path for me. So I looked back towards education and just felt like that was going to be a better path for me. And as I got more into the program, I realized that college could be fun, and I really enjoyed my time in the program. I was at University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire.
Okay.
And really enjoyed that. I was a student athlete. I was a diver on the swim and dive team. So that was a really fun experience. And then graduated in 2023, in December, and then decided to moved to Indiana for a short time, and I worked at a diving camp there.
Cool.
And I was also a substitute teacher there. So that was my first kind of in the classroom teaching experience. And yeah, and then my roommate from college works at Badger.
Okay.
And so she encouraged me to apply to the Verona Area School District.
And we're glad they did.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to land a role as a fifth grade teacher at Country View. So
excellent. Well, again, welcome. And please give a shout out to the roommate that made that great recommendation. So we're so, and that's the fact that they are naming a district to come to gives us a badge of honor. So I can tell you a little bit about my diving career. I learned it quickly that I only got half of it right. I could hit the pool. Coming back up was the issue. And so that ended my diving career at that point, because the crucial part of coming back up just did not work for my
not a lot of swimming involved, but
my body type.
Just
enough.
Yeah,
just enough to get back up. As we think about, and you talked about, you kind of went maybe a little bit back and forth between which field, which I love that experience, and I have three young ladies in college that major of the day, and it's fine, as long as you find yourself and find what you love. But what was that crucial point where, like, this is something I really want to do, and this is now, it's gone from, like, thinking about a profession to this is what my heart wants to do. So talk about that pivot.
Yeah, so I recognized that going into healthcare, I likely would have needed to do more school afterwards, and I wasn't confident that I wanted to do that. I've always enjoyed helping people, and I loved being in school. And again, I loved my teachers growing up. So and my roommate was already an education major, so getting to see her kind of going through classes and just seeing like what she's doing, I was a little bit envious, and I was like, maybe I need to make a change. And she was doing secondary education, and I wasn't super confident about one particular subject, so decided to do elementary, and just ended up really enjoying it. So
excellent. And then your paths come together, and it's not by accident. We have a very proud here in the Verona Area School District of our intentionality of supporting all of our teachers, but really our intentionality of mentoring our young teachers as they come into the field. Data shows, and it's just real, those first 3 years of support for our young educators are crucial. And we have folks that are really trying to do their best work for students, but they're still learning and growing, because there is a significant jump from the practice and the student teaching at the college level to, all right, this is your classroom every day with your groups, your families, and right in the middle of Act 20 and all those things that come into place. So there's it's the right time for education, but also we want to acknowledge that it's the time for partnership and being able to do this. So Rick, talk a little bit about what that partnership looks like. Like, you have a new staff member here in the Verona Area School District. What is that first reach out, and then what is the what are the steps along the way?
Yeah, great question. So early on, we do our best to try to make connections with our new teachers before the school year even starts. So if at all possible, we try to reach out Even in the summertime, if we know that they're kind of on board and we're able to make connections, sometimes we'll meet with them in classrooms just to see what they need. Mm-hmm. And then we have a formal 3-day kind of session where new teachers come in and we go over some general orientation with everyone, and then they have time at their building. So all of that kind of is very intentional at the early stages. For a lot of our new teachers, it's a little bit like drinking out of a fire hose, right? Yeah. There's just a ton coming at them, which is, I think, great for us to be as mentors. And Mary Harden is also one of the other mentors in our district. And so she and I do our best to really try to individualize and check in with teachers, especially in those first, the first month of school. And then after the initial time of those kind of early check-ins, we have regular meetings where we check in each week. And then those meetings are, sometimes they're just sit down meetings of we always start with what's going well, and then check in with what challenges the teacher may be having, and have them set the agenda so that we're taking care of their needs and their students' needs first. And then after that, I always have a list of my own agenda items of things that we want to make sure that we have a chance to touch on throughout the meeting if we get to it and if we have time. And things like each month we have a focus that comes brings us back to our teaching and learning framework. So at the beginning of the year, it might be just physical space. Like, how do we want to be intentional about setting up the classroom so that the students can collaborate effectively and the teacher can go through routines effectively? So a lot of different things happen throughout the time, but we're very intentional about the making sure that we do our regular check-ins with new teachers.
Excellent. And again, your work is paying off. If you look at our Board of Education, rightfully so, asks us to monitor our retention rate for all of our staff, but we want to make sure that we're looking at our young staff, and especially in that 3-year period. And our numbers are really showing good progress with educators staying in the field and staying, and I know supports are crucial to that. We also know that often those first couple semesters, we want to make sure that no one ever feels alone in the Vernon Area School District, because it's a collaborative space, your classroom itself can feel very isolated unless there's intentional partnership. So it's not you're doing significant work, but also the school culture means a lot too. Like, how are you, those spaces of collaborative time that we have every single Monday morning for you to learn and grow with peers and work on like problems and celebrate together as well, so you never feel alone. So can you talk about those first couple semesters and what it's meant for you to transition into the classroom and those supports and how they played out for you?
Yeah, so the transition from student teaching to being the official classroom teacher is quite a jump. Yeah. So I realized that right away, that was a fear of mine, is being the sole authority in the room. But I have had a lot of support at Country View. I have a co-teacher that is a special education case manager for fifth grade, who's been assisting me in the room, which has been super helpful. My principal has always been super supportive.
Excellent. Shout out Jess Beam.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just my fifth grade team has been awesome. So
excellent. That's great to hear. And just, in the back of my mind, when I think about our new staff, and in all transparency, also of our three girls, I have our oldest is going to graduate this year and is going to go into bilingual education, and has been on her journey, and we always talk about her transition as well. We also have had some very serious conversations about the unfortunate trend about 4 years ago during the pandemic and COVID, where the field of education, there was not a lot of willingness to engage and go into the field. Yeah. And I really think that was a travesty the way some educators were treated across our nation, and really turned, kind of a sour eye to the field of education, which I think, and probably selfishly but rightfully, is the greatest field that we can ever have. There's no one that has not gotten better because of educating or having a great educator in their life. Mm-hmm. So as you talk about, you were kind of coming through during that time, and you continue the journey and go. So while you were kind of maybe hearing some of the negative things about it in the background, what helped you continue on your journey?
Yeah. So this probably speaks to my age a little bit, but watched a lot of TikToks I was on teacher TikTok and just saw a lot of this is why I'm leaving education and types of things. I've been in the field for X amount of years and now I'm leaving, and saw a lot of that as a trend, and it made me a little bit nervous. But I think I was still excited and just had a passion for helping young people, and I think we've kind of been on an upward trend since then.
Absolutely.
And, it's been interesting to interact with my fifth graders, knowing that they were experiencing the pandemic during kindergarten and first grade.
Yes.
So they didn't get those foundational years in school. So it's been interesting, but I think still incredibly valuable to be entering the field at this time and helping them make that transition towards middle school and just being prepared for their next steps.
Excellent. That may be one of the most profound answers in the history of In the Loop with the Soup. Yeah. All right. We're gonna have to tag that one.
Right. For sure.
Well said. Quote. Well said, but also from the heart. Thank you. All right, Mr. Kissing, as we think about we're not going to talk about it in terms of age. We're going to talk about experience. We're going to say it that
good. Way.
We think about your experience, and we're always on this journey to, you know, continuous improvement every single day. What are those solid golden success stories that you would like to elevate and talk about in this role or in the field of education overall? And then where are some areas that, you know, let's go a little bit deeper and do a little bit more work as an organization?
I think it's specific to our new teachers. You know, when we think about the teachers that are coming in, we are just so blessed. We have incredible educators and that are very passionate about helping all of their students. The ability for our new teachers to make connections with students has been the piece that has really been special for me to see.
Yeah.
Just a tremendous a group of new teachers that I've been able to work with. I also think too the things that they come in with in terms of understanding standards and understanding what, you know, really constitutes strong instruction and making sure that we're setting the bar high for our students, but helping them to get there is been very solid. And I think back from experience, those of us have been around a while, we're in our education programs before standards were even a
thing. Yeah.
And now that's a vernacular that is not new to our incoming teachers. So I think that's a huge strength. In terms of areas of just how we can continue to kind of support our new teachers, I oftentimes notice that our new teachers are their greatest critic. And so, you know, just we talk a lot about, we're both smiling right now, you know, we all tend to focus on what's not going well. And I think in this role, it's been nice to be able to point out all of the things that are going well and what they're doing in the classroom, because that can be overwhelming too when you just focus on, you know, what hasn't been quite right. So I think as far as just with the mentor program, and it really does take a village, we have so many of our teachers that have been so great at helping our new teachers, so veteran teachers being open to helping new teachers, administrators, building coaches, everybody has been very, very helpful and willing to help out. I think just continuing to let those new teachers know what they're doing well, because that oftentimes is not something that they internally take time to focus on.
Excellent. Great response. Thank you for that. And it gives us a lot of perspective to go by this that we don't often always see. So as we get ready to think about closing it up, and this always goes so fast, but we're doing a little drive time radio here, and maybe a couple extra stoplights so they can listen a little bit longer. As we think about, you know, that advice for, as you named a couple of times, that jump from student teaching into that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were thinking about maybe the cohort that's coming behind you, or someone that's listening that's thinking about, all right, what are the things I know to minimize that jump? What advice would you give out there based off your experiences so far?
Good question. Yeah. I think once you get hired as an educator, whatever that looks like for you, what's been encouraging to me is having different supports telling me that I have this job for a reason. Excellent. That I was hired for a reason, and that I have strengths to bring, and just been honoring what I bring to the table. And I think that's important for new educators coming in to remember that they are in this position for a reason, and they should be confident in what they bring. And that's been something I've had to learn to accept, that I am capable of doing this role, and I do have good ideas and good things to bring. And so as daunting as the task may seem, I think just going into it with an open mind and knowing you're not going to know what you don't know, and that's okay, and having a growth mindset and a learner's mindset is just really important.
That's powerful. And with that mic drop moment, we're gonna close down, because what do we say? When you have the perfect response, you don't mess it up with talking over it. Just let it sit in the air. So thank you, and thank you for speaking from the heart. All right. So we're gonna get ready to shut us down for today's podcast. We're gonna turn it back over to Marcy, and thank you both for being wonderful guests. And we look forward to our continued partnership with both of you and watching you grow here in the Verona Area School District. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
As we close out In the Loop with the Soup listeners, we want to encourage you that if you have ideas for future podcast episodes, please email them to vasdinfo@verona.k12.wi.us. We'll see you all next time on In the Loop with the Soup.